Let's express that hope through obedience in our lives. So if we have any who needs to respond this morning, standing and singing that song, we trust that you will take advantage of that time and come forward, stand, and let your desires be made known, and certainly we will assist you in every way that we can. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. Luke 13, verse 34. Two scriptures that we are looking at this morning because they talk about a mother. One being a human being mother, and another being a mother hen. It's amazing how the scripture uses the mother hen to express, of course, the idea of what the Lord would do for his people. Amen. And so this morning, we're going to be talking from the subject, understanding God in the likeness of a mother. Understanding God in the likeness of a mother. God is referred to as Father many times in the Bible, but also he chooses to identify himself as a mother. Not a mother, but as a mother, like a mother. And I think when we can understand God in that fashion, perhaps we have a greater appreciation of what he does for us in our lives. In Isaiah 66, as he closes out his writing to God's people, he gives them a ray of hope. You see, they had been in captivity for 70 long years. Now they are back in their homeland. And to those who would be true to his promise, he would give them great blessings. Look at what he says in 66, verses 10 through 12. He says, "Rejoice ye with Jerusalem, and be glad with her. All ye that love her, rejoice for joy with her. All ye that mourn for her, that ye may suck and be satisfied with the breasts of her consolations, that ye may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then shall ye suck, ye shall be borne upon her sides, and be dandled upon her knees." In other words, God is saying, now that you have suffered your punishment, I'm going to bless you now. You're back in your homeland. God will bless us.
Yes.
When we do his will.
Amen.
I would encourage us to be a people that strive to do the will of God. And then in verse 13, one of our texts for this morning, he says this: "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. And ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem." You know what he's saying? Just like a mother comforts her child, I'll comfort you. In essence, he says, I want you to realize that I am just like your mother, in the sense that if she comforts you, then you ought to be able to understand how I will comfort you.
Amen.
understanding God in the comfort of a mother. Now, in the likeness, rather, of a mother. It is significant to note that Almighty God speaks metaphorically, using one of them to illustrate what he is like. And Christ does the same thing when he talks about this mother hen in Luke 13 and verse 34. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen does gather her brood, our baby chicks, under her wings, and you would not." Jesus says, "I will give you all the protection, all the comfort that you need. If you would just," and he's talking to the Jewish nation there, "if you would just accept me, come to me, follow me, then I will do the same thing for you, just like that mother hen does. When there's danger approaching, you know what a hen will do? She will protect her chicks." Jesus says, "I'll be there for you if you would just come to me." So Jesus is saying, you need to understand me. Just like this mother hen. He says to the people in Isaiah's day, understand God just like you understand your mother. So as we think then this morning about Mother's Day, what can we say that will help us to understand God in the likeness of a mother? I'm sure that we all know the value of a good mother. We're thankful for our good mothers. Let us be encouraged to honor and to appreciate her even more, whether living or dead. How then is God like a mother? Number one, God is like a mother in that he is compassionate. Just like a mother. Amen. And I'm sure all of us know about the compassion of our mothers. And I'm speaking in the framework of a good mother now this morning. And I believe all of us had good mothers. God is compassionate like a mother. You see, a mother is one who has great feelings for her children. That's what compassionate is all about. It's having that great feeling for another. A good mother makes sure that her child's needs are met. She's there in times of sickness, times of accident, times of disappointment. Mother is there. Tell me about it, sugar. Tell mama about it. She's showing her compassion. God then created man, so it's little wonder that he has the same love and the same compassion for the people, just like a mother. God also wanted Israel to know, and this is before they got out of captivity in Isaiah 49. He wanted them to know that I haven't forgotten you. And that's something about a mother. You know, a mother will never forget our child. I don't care how bad he is. She's going to always love that child. She may not like his ways, but she's going to love the child. God told Isaiah to say to Israel, I haven't forgotten you. You think I've forgotten you? Look at what he says. The Bible says in Isaiah 49. Bible says, but Zion says, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Next passage says, can a woman forget her suckling child? I just said, they don't forget them, do they? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? And then this statement here is, if there perhaps is a chance that there may be one or two who may forget, he says, I will not forget you. God always loves his children.
Amen.
God will always be compassionate to his children.
Amen.
So God is compassionate,
yes,
just like a mother. Jesus, also God's son, who he sent to this world to walk the dusty roads like man did,
yes,
so that he could understand us and be, the Hebrew writer says, a sympathetic high priest, a compassionate high priest, to understand us so that we can know that we can come to him when we really need some comfort. So Jesus Christ is a compassionate individual. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 through 36. The Bible says after he had gotten through healing these sicknesses, healing all the diseases and whatever, that he looked at the people out there and they were just moving about, and he says, scattered like sheep without a shepherd, and he had compassion on them. Why? Because he has the likeness of his father. He is a compassionate son. God is a compassionate father.
Yes.
And all of this is just like a mother is compassionate.
Amen.
So number one, we need to understand God then this morning as a compassionate God. But not only that, but God is like a mother in that he is a sacrificial God. He's a sacrificial God. He's willing to give up for the betterment of mankind. And you know what he gave up. We all know what he gave up. He gave his son to come to the sin-cursed world. Who can say their mother never sacrificed for you? Nobody's hand, I'm sure, would go up this morning. Mothers will sacrifice. I hope you look at one, so look at the tidbits that we got in the bulletin this morning about some quotes on motherhood. And one of them says something about the one who, if you had five people to eat whatever that was there, and it wasn't but four pieces, said the mother will do what? So I didn't like that anyway. You know why? Because she's concerned about making sure that her children, that they're satisfied. So a mother then is sacrificial. They will go to whatever length it takes for their child's well-being. Can't we see then God in that same likeness I've said in John 3:16, that we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life.
Yes.
He sacrificed his own son. In Isaiah 53 verses 5 and 6, we read there where the Bible says he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Verse 6, it says this, all we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on who? Him, not us, but laid it on him, the iniquity of us all. He was willing again to sacrifice his son in order that humanity could be saved. Thank God for his sacrificial being. Yes, indeed. Even when we are not worthy for him to do that. We were not worthy for him to do that. But he did it anyway. Romans chapter 5, verse number 6 beginning. The Bible says there, for when we were yet without what?
Strength.
What happened? In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Then the Bible says in verse number 7, for scarcely for a righteous man will some one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That sounds like we weren't worthy. But he died anyway because God was willing to sacrifice him for our sins. Yes, indeed, we ought to be thankful this morning as we understand God is a sacrificial God. But then, thirdly this morning, God is a comforting God, just like mother. A mother knows just the right thing to do or to say. Every child loves for her to hug or to kiss them when they hurt themselves or when something goes wrong. Most will run to mommy in the first place. Brother Willie, I kept trying to figure out why do the child run to mommy? Now, some will run to dad, but the majority of them, they're going to run to mommy. Then all of a sudden, Brother Holden, a light went off in my head. I said, well, she was with the mommy at least nine months before she ever knew daddy. So who you expected to run her? Daddy, you just came on the scene as far as the child is concerned. But they're going to run to mommy. And again, like I've said earlier, mama's going to say, it'll be all right. What are they looking for? They're looking for that comfort. Well, I want to tell us that God is the God of all comfort. And that's what he wanted Israel to know, that I will comfort you. I punish you, yes, but now you're back. I will comfort you just like a mother comforts a child. Will you receive the comfort of God then this morning? He's waiting to comfort all of us in whatever trials that we might be going through. For he is described in Scripture as the God of all comfort. And when I see all comfort written in there, that let me know I don't need to look anywhere else to find some comfort. Look at what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Beginning at verse number 3, the Bible says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Everything I need to be comforted, God's got it. God can provide it. We don't need to look to the bottle. It's not there. Don't need to look to the needle. It's not there. God has it. Look to God. The psalmist says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. He also says, God is a refuge, a very present help in the time of need. So he is the God of all comfort.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look to God. Let him comfort our souls. When trouble arises, look to God. Problems all around us, look to God. Disappointed, look to God. No matter what the circumstances are, look to God. Yes, he provides us comfort through his word and through the faith that we have in him. Jesus said it like this, Matthew 11 and verse 28. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Why, Lord? Because I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find what?
Rest.
That's comfort, brothers and sisters. You will find comfort, rest unto your souls. Oh, yes. We need to look to God. We need to look to Jesus for our comforts. Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Allow him to calm, quiet our spirits. Be like the psalmist. Look at what the psalmist says in Psalms 131 verses 1 and 2. He says, Lord, my heart is not haughty, mine eyes lofty. Neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me, in things I don't understand. And there are so many things in this life that happens that we don't understand. Some things we will never figure out. We just got to give it to God. So the psalmist says, I'm not going to exercise myself in great matters or in things that I don't understand. Another translation will say, things I don't understand. But then the next verse says this, surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. You know what a weaned child is? They're satisfied. You know, they get that milk bottle for a while, but after a while, they don't want that milk bottle anymore. So they're satisfied. They don't, but before they're weaned, every time you see them, they got a bottle in their mouth. But when they get weaned, they're satisfied from that. And this is what the psalmist is talking about. God has a way of pacifying us. Yes, indeed, look to God for the comfort that we have. After all, he's the one in control. So just like a mother, he knows how to comfort you. When you're distressed, he will soothe you. When you're sorrowful, he will calm your troubled souls. When you're stressed out, he will cause you to rest in him. And the greatest comfort of all is to have the forgiveness of our sins. Israel again was led into captivity because of their sin. They had now been delivered back, and their sins had been forgiven. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, comfort ye my people, saith God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is what?
Pardoned.
Let them know that they have been pardoned, that they have been forgiven, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. I punish you, yes, but now you've been forgiven. So take the comfort that I'm going to give you. And that's the greatest comfort that you and I could ever have, is to know that we are forgiven of our sins. And so Isaiah said in Isaiah 66 and verse 13 again, he says, as one whom his mother comforted, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was God's city. He said, I'm going to comfort you there, in the city where my name is. I have forgiven your sins. You in the city with my name in it. When we look down the stream of time, just like they would be comforted in Jerusalem, place where God's name is, people today can be comforted in the church. It's the New Jerusalem, the New Testament Jerusalem. If we really want comfort, then we need to obey the Lord. Let him add us to his church, so that we can be comforted just like those people were comforted in their day. And so I hope this morning then that this lesson I've shared with you help us again to appreciate the goodness of God, the love of God, the mercy of God, the concern and the compassion of God. Because he indeed is compassionate just like a mother. He is sacrificial, just like a mother. And he's comforting, just like a mother. Would you receive his comfort this morning? You're here this morning, you're subject to the call of the gospel. Would you come to him? As I've said already, that's the only place you're going to find comfort.
That's it.
Is in God. Or you may have some temporary comfort. I'm talking about lasting comfort. How do you come? You come by hearing and believing the word of God, repenting of your past sins, confessing your faith in Jesus Christ, being baptized in the water and river baptism for the remission of sins. When you do that, the Lord will add you to this church. You'll be a part of that Jerusalem church, spiritually speaking. Just like God said to his people here, I'm going to comfort you in the city of Jerusalem, where my name is. God's name is always in heaven. You can be a part of that comfort today if you're not on it. You obey the Lord then this morning. Again, he agrees the gospel, repent of your bad sins, confess your faith in Jesus Christ, and be baptized in water for the remission. You're already a member of the body of Christ, but somehow you've been misbehaving, misstepping,
going against what God would have for you to do. Beg you to turn away from it. You need to confess before this morning. Why not do that? Why you just need prayer for whatever reason? Whatever your need is this morning. While it's bad and while it's bad.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to
come.